Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of loving one another and developing the fruit of love in your life. We've talked about the fact that this is a commandment of God that God has given us, that we love one another as He's loved us. We are to love one another. And by this shall all men know that we are truly the disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, if we have love one to another. This is a commandment. A commandment is an order from God laid down as the rule of authority in our life. And we are to do that. It's not an option. It's not a suggestion. It is a command. And this love is the agape, God kind of love. And this comes from realizing and understanding the valuableness, the preciousness, and the worth of every single individual. Every person is valuable. Every person is precious. Every person is of great worth because we've been made in the image of God. You love people with the God kind of love because you have a spirit of love. You know, you've been born again. You now have the spirit of Jesus Christ. You have a spirit of love. God's not giving you a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. And this is one of the fruit of the Spirit. Because we have been recreated with the Spirit of Jesus Christ, now we are to bring forth the fruit of the Spirit, and it begins with love. You have it in seed form. You are to develop it in your life. And because you have the Spirit of love, you can operate in the love of God. You can't do it from the natural. You can't do it from your own ability. You do it from the Word of God, by the power of God, from the Spirit of love, and through the Word on love in your life. Praise God. We talked about the fact that this is the royal law that we are to fulfill as kings under the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we're not going to have any respect of persons. You know, I see so many do not walk in love. It's because they haven't received love as a commandment. And they haven't gotten the word in them on the love of God, because it's the word in you that enables you and empowers you to walk in the ways of God and to produce fruit in your life. God says you're to put on love. You put it on. You're going to enter into walking in this love through the Word in you. It is the bond of perfectness, praise God. And this love, it's what fulfills the royal law. It is, you're going to love one another, and you're never going to work any ill to them. In fact, Paul prayed that they would be rooted and grounded in love and know the love of Christ which passes all knowledge, so that they could be filled with all the fullness of God. God wants you rooted. He wants you fixed and established and stable, anchored in the love of God. Praise God. He wants you grounded in it. That means it's going to be the foundation of everything that you do. You'll never do anything outside of love. In fact, the Bible says that you can have, you know, all these different gifts and you can have faith to do great things, but if you don't have love, you are nothing. We must have love. To the church at Philippi, Paul wrote about the fact that their love was to abound more and more in knowledge and in all judgment. He prayed for that. And in 1 Thessalonians 3, he also prayed for them that they would increase and abound in love one toward another and toward all men. Now, this God kind of love doesn't love people just when they love us. It loves people regardless of what they do. It is without reservation. We love our enemies. We bless those that curse us. We do good to those that are going to hate us. We're going to pray for those that would despitefully use us or persecute us. Otherwise, we operate in love regardless of what other people do. It is irrespective of people's conduct toward us. God has called you to walk in love. And we were looking at principles of love in the last broadcast. How does love act? Love gives out. God so loved the world that He gave. Love also is sincere and not unfeigned. It is without dissimulation in Romans 12:9. In Romans 13:10, love works no ill or injury or hurt. 1 Corinthians 8:1, love edifies. We're going to edify. We're going to strengthen and build up one another. Galatians 5:13, by love we serve one another. We're going to serve one another and minister to them. Ephesians 1:15, we love all the saints. We don't pick and choose. We love every single person the same. We have no respect of persons, praise God. We're going to forbear one another, which means to hold up one another. We're going to hold one another up and build up and strengthen and encourage one another. We're going to speak the truth in love in Ephesians 4:15. We don't speak it with harshness. We don't use the Bible as a hammer and beat people over the head or put them down. We speak the truth in love to build them up. If you can't speak the truth in love, don't even think about speaking the truth to somebody. Love also is going to show comfort and tenderness, praise God. Philippians chapter 2. Over in 1 Thessalonians 1:3, we saw that love is a labor. Means where it's going to be shown in action by doing things. We're going to be doing work and labor in ministering to people. In fact, our labor is motivated by the love of God, which motivates us in all the things that we do. Love also is to come out of a pure heart, a good conscience, and faith unfeigned. Praise God. Now, we were looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4 through 8, and we're going to look at that again today. Praise God. In the King James, beginning with verse 4, the Bible says that charity, or love, suffereth long, it's kind, it envies not, it doesn't vaunt itself or puff itself up, it doesn't behave unseemly, it doesn't seek or own, it's not easily provoked or thinks no evil, it doesn't rejoice in iniquity or rejoice in truth, but it bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things, and charity, which is love, never faileth. We're going to look at these particular words and study them out a little bit. In verse 4, it says, love is long-suffering. What does it mean to be long-suffering? If we're long-suffering, then we are not going to be giving up on people. We're going to be showing self-restraint in the face of maybe someone provoking us. We're not going to retaliate against people. We're not going to give up on them. We're going to suffer long, regardless of their conduct towards us. So love, which is to continue on in our life, is going to be long-suffering, regardless of what the situation is. Love is also kind. This particular Greek word for kind is a word which means to show yourself useful or to act benevolently. And it refers to being constructive in the way of kindness. We're looking for a way of being constructive and helpful with an act of benevolence, showing yourself useful. So it's an act of kindness and reaching out to minister. Not a passive kindness, but an act of kindness. And this is, again, another principle showing the love of God. The next area, it envies not. The Amplified says, never is envious nor boils over with jealousy. We're not going to be envious. We're not going to be desiring to deprive another of what he has. We're not going to be jealous, desiring to have the same thing that another has. We refuse to allow any kind of envy or jealousy to get a hold of us. The love of God does not have these qualities. The next one is vaunteth not itself. Here, vaunteth refers to boasting or being vainglorious or a braggart. We're not going to be boastful. We're not going to be a braggart. We're not going to be vainglorious, looking for the glory or being elated or prideful or of our own achievements or abilities. We're not going to be thinking I about me or being self-important. We're not going to be anxious to impress other people. That shows forth a lack of love. We're going to be walking in the love of God. We are not anxious to impress people. The next area is not puffed up. If we're not puffed up, that means we're not inflated with pride. We're not going to be arrogant. We're not going to be lofty and thinking that we're something special. We're not going to have an inflated idea about ourselves. No, pride is of the devil. We're going to humble ourselves. We're not going to be puffed up. The next word means, where it says, doesn't behave unseemly in verse 5, it means to be not rude. Moffat's translation says that love is never rude. Berkeley says it's never unmannerly. God says that he does not want us to be rude, and this refers to be improper in speech or conduct. We're never going to be improper in our speech or our conduct. We're always going to show forth love in our speech to others or in our conduct. The next part it says, seeketh not her own. Verse 5, seeketh not her own. This means the fact that we're not going to be selfish. We're not going to insist on our own rights. We're not going to be pursuing our own selfish aims. We're not going to be trying to manipulate people. People that manipulate people, they're not walking in love. They're only seeking their own way. They're pleasing, trying to please themselves. The Bible says that we don't please ourselves or seek the profit of our own. We want to please others. We don't seek our own profit, but the profit of the many. Another part there in verse 5 is not easily provoked. The Amplified says, not touchy, not fretful, not resentful, not irritable or resentful, or easily aroused to anger. God wants you not to be easily provoked. The next part thinks no evil. We shouldn't be thinking evil. The Amplified says, take no account of evil done to it. We're going to pay no attention to any kind of a suffered wrong. The next part, verse 6, rejoices not in iniquity. We don't rejoice. We're not glad when others go wrong in action or at our behavior. That would be contrary to love. But we rejoice in truth. So we rejoice when righteousness and truth prevail. The next verse, 7, beareth all things. This means to put a roof over. The word beareth in the Greek means to put a roof over or to cover with silence. We're going to cover with silence the sins and the negative things about other people. We're not going to be a gossiper. We're not going to be critical. We're not going to be speaking negatives. Moffat's translation says we're always slow to expose. The next part, believeth all things. The Amplified says we're ever ready to believe the best of every person. It is so important that you are ever ready to believe the best of every person. Hope of all things. That means we have a confident expectancy in all circumstances. We're going to maintain hope. Love doesn't get hopeless. It maintains hope. We're going to endure all things. It means we're going to persevere without limit in our life. We're going to be constant. We're going to be consistent, praise God. We're going to endure everything that comes against us because we're going to walk in love. And it never fails. I'll tell you, love never fails. It never ceases to have force. It never loses its authority or becomes inefficient. That's what this means. God's love will never fail. It'll never fall short. The love of God is unconditional. It is uncompromising. It is without reservation. It has no limitations. God wants us to walk in the love of God. You need to develop yourself in love, and you're going to do it through getting in the Word, making the decision to receive God's command as the rule and authority of your life. You're going to make a decision, I'm going to walk in it, and you then are going to start confessing what the Word says and acting upon it. Act as the love of God in line with the Word. And turn away from talking negative about people. Turn off your ears to all the bad reports. Keep yourself in the love of God and allow God to bring that to maturity and perfect it in your life. We're going to talk more on this subject in the next broadcast. We'll see you then. Walk in love and have a wonderful day. God bless you. As I close today, do you have problems with sickness and disease? If so, know that you can be healed of any sickness or disease.